The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Zvachim Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. One last yesoid that's built on the basis, on the foundation that we built in the previous shiurim, about the two parts of Shechut Echutz, one being the Maisa of the Shechut Echutz, and one being the Hakrova, the Avoida of the Haloba Chutz, will be Mamshich by adding one more layer to this Yisoid. There's a Kasha that's discussed. It's discussed in the Ksovim, in the Chidushim of Reb Chaim, B'Shem Reb Chaim. It's a pretty basic question, and it points in a certain direction. The question that was discussed by Reb Chaim and others was that we could define for ourselves the parameters of the Gzeres HaKosuf. Let's say a carbon was shechted inside, the carbon was a kosher carbon, and then the dam, or the Emurim, or the basa, was brought outside, and it was offered, it was hukrav, outside. So that's what we call haloas chutz. That would be the iser karas of haloas chutz, the second part of the iser of avoyde bachutz. Not the shechita, the shechita was done inside. What about, clearing the Gemara by us, of kufyud alf, the Gemara brings it from psukim, that if the shechita was performed outside, shechut echutz, which is mechayev karas, and then hello bachutz, the Mishnah says, shochteu v'oleu bachutz is chayv shtayim. There's two chiyuvei karos. It's two averis, there's shchita bachutz, there's hello bachutz. It's not one seder akrov, this really points really in the direction that we discussed, that the shchita and the hello are based on two different ideas. The shchita is the maise shchita. The shchita itself, the shvichas dom of the shchita of the carbon bachutz. The hello is the avoida, is being miyachid, a mokum avoida that's outside the confines of where it's supposed to be brought. But if you shecht outside, l'choyre, the animal is not more than an avelo. The animal was killed, not as a carbon. What shaykh then to talk about halo? The basic clause of shchitev halo bachot is that it has to be something which is roi, something and somehow and a way which is roi for halo inside. It has to be kederach hakrovose bafnim, kachu hakrovose bachot, in order to be mechayev. On a chiyuv karas. If somebody made up his own seder avoido on a buffalo, on something that's not roi, or in a way that's not roi, you did a maisa that's not roi bifnim, that's not mechayev bachutz. Is l'choira halo bachutz on something which is not more than a dead animal now, l'choira is not more than a halo bachutz. L'choira is not more than a halo of an avela. Not a halo of a carbon. The animal after it shechte outside is not a carbon anymore. So what's discussed, B'Shem Reb Chaim, is that it's still a carbon, because even though the Mishnah says that the Kachem Shemesu ain't behem Mi'ila, it's a Mishnah in Mi'ila, there's no Mi'ila means it doesn't have proper Kedushas carbon. That only means it's not mamish a carbon, but it's still, it's enough of a carbon that the halal should be bachut. But it's difficult to understand. L'chayre, the animal wasn't brought as a carbon. Is l'chayra, the kasha points us in the direction of what we discussed, that even though shchita has to be on an animal which is mamish roi lakrova, the halah is not so much of a halah, kilu, a mais halah on a carbon. But it's kilu, somebody going through the motions of bringing a carbon outside in the way they would bring a carbon inside. And since he shechted the carbon outside, I mean, say, let's say the animal was... Now, the animal wasn't shechted outside l'shem carbon. Let's say the animal was stam killed, or the animal was shechted l'shem chulin. So then the halo bachutz would be mechayev, because it's not more than a dead animal. But if it was nishchad bachutz for a carbon, then what he's doing is he's being mamshich, ki'ilu he's bringing a carbon outside. That's the avera of halo bachutz. Halo bachutz is the avera of making a mockery of the designation of the Mokum HaMizbeach, of the Mokum Kodesh, of where Kabbalah should be brought by bringing it outside. If he goes through the motions, included in the motions, the Shkita V'Aloh. If the Shkita was inside, so then it's a carbon. He went through the motions. He took a carbon, he offered a carbon outside. He was makir of a carbon outside. That's for sure also. But even if he shechted it outside, the animal's a nevela. If you need it, somebody would eat a piece of it, it's not more than a nevela. But, I might add, I just used the term nevela. If somebody would pick up that meat, would it be metame? Does it have tumas nevela? Tumas nevela means Hashem will learn a chulin is only when something dies without shechita. A person shechts a carbon outside. The pashtus is the animal is not a mesa me'elo. It's also to eat. It's kachim shemesu, but it's not a nevela. The one who says that it's nevela mamish is a Noid Yehuda. Noid Yehuda's reasoning is interesting. He says that because there's a klal of Yehovid loy mahani, when a person does a sugya in the beginning of tomorrow, when a person does a maisa, which the Torah disallows, the Torah asks that maisa, so then the Torah nullifies the effect of that maisa. What normally creates an animal as not being an avela, considered a shchuta lahalaka, is the shchita. Over here, the Torah asa doing the shchita outside. Over here, the Torah would nullify the shchita. It's kilu, it's not kishachna. That's a very big chiddush. Normally, yovet loy mahani is mevatel the effect of that mice. Lamashal, if a kohen is mekadesh a grusha, where that's a lav, so then the kiddushim wouldn't be chal. The same is true if he shechts bachot, so then it wouldn't be chal on a Hashem carbon. But not that the Maisa Shchita isn't a Maisa Shchita. The Torah doesn't disallow the Maisa Shchita. That's a Chiddush of the Noid Yehuda. But in any case, even disregarding that, if he shechts it outside as a carbon, so then when the halah is a hemshuch of that makri, so the avoyde bachutz, the ziuf, the hachlofas mokoim, mi bifnim li bachutz, that itself is the avera of halah bachutz, very consistent with the yisoid that we've set up that halah is based on that. Now, we might add that there's a place to see such an idea even in the shchita. When it comes to oif, we have a problem when it comes to shkutei chutz by oif. We have a problem which we discussed in previous shurim. An oif in the Beis HaMikdash, karbonos are always brought to melika, not b'shchita. Outside, in a regular shlachtos, if Empire Chicken was doing melika, the animal is a nevela mamish. An oif is not regular tumas nevela, but it's a nevela. It's not a trefa, it's a nevela. And the reason for that is because malika is a mice that's done in the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Beis HaMikdash. We do shchita, regular shchita, on an oif. What was the mice? Let's ask ourselves, what was the mice that was done when there was kedushas bomo? When one was allowed to bring a carbon, but we're going to learn Mitzvah Hashem in the next parak, when Klal Yisrael was allowed to be makiv of Karbonos on a Boma, what was this Seder Avoida of an Oif, Shchita Umalika? Seems to be a Machlek Sushainim, Rashi and Zvacham Samachesam at Beis, seems to say that an Oif in Boma had Malika. A Boma, the Seder Avoida was the same thing. Lemaiser Vitzala Ponovitcher, in the Sefer that was printed from his Ksovim in Zechi Yitzchok, Siman Lamed Gimel, points out from this Rabbeinu Chananel in Ksav Yad, which seems to say that the Oif Beboma was B'shchita. Malika was something that was only in the Beis HaMikdash. So, but what's Mufush in the Gemara by us, without needing Rishonim, is that the Avoida that was, had the penalty of Chutz, when there was no Heter Bomois, was B'shchita not B'malika. We discussed that. It doesn't have to be the Maisa Shchit is what's awesome. Lemaisa, the Mekor, Rabbi Tzala says, of Rabbeinu Chananel to disagree with the Rashi, and to say a Chiddush, even though L'chayra, the same Avoida that was Bifnim, should be Bachutz when is a Heter Bomis, L'chayra, the Karbonis that were brought inside, where it could be brought on a Boma only with the same Avoida. What forced Rabbeinu Chananel to say a chiddush that oif baboma was b'shchita was from the fact that bachutz it's b'shchita also. He understood that bachutz, the iser of shchutei chutz, has to mirror the process of bringing a carbon on a boma. Kilo, what would be mutter when a boma was mutter, if then when bomas became also and the carbonis were then miyuchid, only to be brought inside, only to be brought in the mokum that's designated lekach. If it's then brought outside, kill you violating to bring on a bummer when there's no head to bombers. Okay? So what was normally the head to bombers? Bishkitas, and then memel, the isimalika would be bishkita. Now, the reason why Rashi doesn't hold that way is because what we said, that the isur b'chutz of shchita is not mitzad the avoided, not mitzad the krova, but mitzad the shchita itself. Mitzad the act of shchita is the shvichas dam of korbanos. Okay, that's as an aside. Rashi seems to have as his makor in that dispute, and afkuf yud tesom in beis, according to one man, the Omar, there's one man, the Omar over there discussing what was mutter and a bomber. When bombers were mutter, one man, the Omar holds over there that oifis when it's mat mechlal from bomber. Rashi says over there, it's talking about bimalika. So that's where the machlaika starts from. What we're saying is really that halal is not the act of halal. Halal means a seder akrova was performed outside. Theoretically, the ma'isa halal wouldn't be a ma'isa halal. It's a ma'isa halal of a dead animal. Yeah, but he went through the motions of bringing a carbon outside. That itself makes him guilty of halal b'chutz. That's the chiyuv karis. The chaznish, in the same vein, in the similar test in Zvachim, points out that chiyuv halal b'chutz is only, right, normally when you bring a carbon inside, there's shchita, there's kabbalah halacha zrika, and then there's haktara, hakrova, of the carbon. So what happens? The Torah only talks about shechita and halal. It sounds like if he shechted outside, then he was mal outside. Chazan says no. He had to be zorek the dam also. If he wasn't zorek the dam, then it's not a seder akrov. He wasn't mamshach a seder akrov. It's based on the same idea. Zoso svasemis earlier in the parakim kuvov amid aleph that says a chiddush lalocha. He says that this that halal is mechayiv bachutz. If the carbon was shechted inside, and then somebody took the carbon outside and was malah b'chutz, that's chayv karis. Doesn't make a difference if the one who was malah b'chutz was the one who was shochat bifnim. No relevance. He took a carbon, he was malah b'chutz. But if he was shochat b'chutz, so what makes it a carbon? It's an avela, it's nothing. Only if the person, the one, the guilty party, was shochat and malah b'chutz, then he's chayv. What's the reasoning? The reasoning is the same thing. It's not the malah b'chutz kishel la'atzmoy that's mechayiv. The malah b'chutz itself on a behemoth that was nishka b'chutz is nothing. The malah b'chutz has a hemshech of a seder hakrova designates kilu that you don't have to bring a carbon inside. That's the chiv karas. While we're on the subject, we'll add an interesting mar mokim, which is really negeya to something we discussed earlier, and daf tezvov in the beginning of the mesechta. The Shita Mekubetzes in Krisus Dav Gimel Amar Aleph, Shita Mekubetzes has Hashmotos. In the back, the Shita Mekubetzes is Rebbe Tzal Ashkenazi, is Hagos on the side, but in the back of the Masechta is Hashmotos. In Krisus, there's a bunch of Hashmotos, and Hashmoto Yud Dalid, that's printed in the back of the Vilna Shas, there's a Sofik B'Shem Rabbeinu Baruch. Rabbeinu Baruch is one of the lesser known Rishonim. It seems to be in Kodshim, when the Rebbe Tzal Ashkenazi quotes him that it's Rabbeinu Baruch Miyovon, who wrote a pirush, one of the less known Rishonim, but he wrote a pirush on the Inyoni Kodshim, the Medrash, in Teres Kainim. Rav Hutner, actually in the 1930s, had the Ksav Yad, found the Ksav Yad, had it annotated and translated, had it brought out, you know, published into the modern world. It was written in Italian letters in a difficult to decipher Ksav. In any case, Rabbeinu Baruch over there is quoted as being mistapik. If a woman is chayiv on shchita v'alo b'chutz, a woman, avoida, carbon, where's a woman kashal avoida? So Rabbeinu Baruch makes a sweeping anocha. He says that on the one hand, the carbon has to be doimed to a carbon inside. That's the way you bring the carbon outside to be mechayiv v'shchuta chutz. And a woman haloi is not a oivid. Ein maser ru'i lepesach oil. Oy Dilma, Rabbeinu Baruch says, Lemaisa, there's no din of kuhuna on a bomber. Learn later on in the next parak that a zor was kosher to bring his own. A zor brought his own karbonis. There was no avoida with kuhuna representing klal Yisrael. That's the point of a bomber, is that a bomber is an avoida protis. It's not there for klal Yisrael. He's not part of klal Yisrael bringing a carbon on the communal market. Even b'shas etabomis, there was a bomer gedolo. There was benoy v'given. There was a place where kahana brought carbons for klal yisrael. But a carbon, there was only a carbon yochid, not a carbon tzibah, and so on. The carbon yochid that a person was allowed to bring on a bomer was a carbon prati. There's no din of kuna. Kuna is only when he's representing klal yisrael. So Rabbeinu Baruch says it seems to be poshut by him that if there's no din zor, then a woman is kosher also. Lamaisa, what's interesting is the mafarshim ask. Then the pasuk of Allah says ish ish v'hager. They ask on the, he has the suffix that maybe it has to be roy, it has to be maser roy b'chutz. He holds that a woman is kosher on a bomber, but yet b'chutz maybe it has to be roy ki'ilu you bring a karm b'fnim. The pasuk says ish ish v'hager. Hager is not roy lavoitim. Hager is certainly not roy for koyin, for kuna. Hager can't be a koyin. So they want to know what was the suffix if an isha, maybe an isha is worse. But Rabbanim in the Hanocha of Rabbeinu Baruch that isha is ksher b'bom is not so simple. It seems to be a Yerushalmi in Megillah that's a machlok tzemiroim. There's a Tesefta in Perik Yud Gimel by Osin Zvachim that talks about a makriv. It says hu ubnoi ubitoi, cryptic lashon of a Tesefta. Makriv hu ubnoi ubitoi. It seems clear makriv that bitoi, his daughter, female, could bring a carbon. So Rabbi Tzela, Panovich, who we quoted before in Zechi Yitzchak, talks on these nyanim and chutz, and what he says a chiddush. He says that since a bomber was a mokum prati, you can only bring your own carbons. You can't bring somebody else's carbons. He says what the Tesefta is talking about is that a person was able to bring not only his own carbons, but on a bomber, when there was a het to bombers, he was able to bring his son's carbon, his daughter. He's able to represent his daughter, not in a communal way, but more as a yochid. That's a chiddush. That's Rabbi Tzela. He explains that to get away from there being mufurish in the Tesefta, that bitoy could be makriv. Whether bitoy could be makriv on a bomber, like we're saying, is a machlek samiroim. Whether that would translate into a chiv chutz, that's Rabbeinu Baruch's sofik. The reason why it's shayich to what we discuss in Daf Tezvav is because the question is whether zor, a non-koyin, and a isha are the same thing. Is a zor just that he's not a kohen? Is a zor a shame, a yisroel? What's the exact psul of a zor? That's something that we discussed. There's a Reb Kivega, famous Reb Kivega, that tezvav, ayin shom. Let's negate to more depth over here.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.